Now joined by head coach Nate Dodson of the Milan Lady Wildcats for his regular slot here on a Thursday afternoon. It's been now 1 week since the Lady Cats had their season end, but I say this all the time, coach, short of winning a district title or a state championship of those things, if you're going to have your season end, you want to be doing it, playing your best softball without question. As your girls lost to Marceline last Thursday night, you were playing your best softball.
Yeah, without a doubt, you know, and that's what we've talked about all year, is just trying to peak at the right time and be at your best come postseason play. And, you know, we had been right there over the last couple weeks of the season, and for most of the season for that matter. You know, I think about our seventh game. Since our seventh game, we had just played our tails off after that Maysville loss, and just been in every ball game, you know, within a couple runs, if not one or two. So I cannot say enough for how much fight and pride and class my ladies carried themselves with last week in the district tournament. And, you know, the offseason is looking great for us, and there's a promising future for us for sure.
That Marceline team, I think, is I'm not sure about what's out there in class two, but you know, they're good this year. They've only lost once, and that was to a big St. Joe Central school. And they finished third in the state last year. And other than the fact you just couldn't get the bats going against them, coach, it sounds like Katie really held that good offense down and gave you a chance.
Yeah, I mean, she was dealing all night long and was able to work it in and out and, you know, just kind of get hitters out of their comfort zone. At least that's the way I feel. And only given a good lineup like that, two runs. And really the first run that crossed, there was we had a crazy deal happen that the run ended up scoring on. So, you know, I think only one of them ended up being earned. So she threw so well for us and as I said, was able to work it in and out and get hitters out of their comfort zone and bust them inside. And then, you know, deep in the count, as they get off the plate, we could hit our spots outside and change it up, you know. And we changed it up even on hitters counts. And when you do that, you've got to be really confident in your changeup. You've got to command it anytime you're throwing your changeup 2-0 or 3-1 or whatever the hitters count may end up being. But you've got to do that against a good team and hope to get a ground ball or fly ball. And she was able to do that. But offensively, you know, over the course of the first four or five innings, we really hit the ball well. You know, we don't have that many hits or runs on the scoreboard, but we hit the ball really well and just had a lot of Adam balls, a lot of line drives to left field, but just hit it right at the left fielder, you know. And they're such a great team defensively, it's tough to find a gap on that outfield as much speed as they have out there. So, you know, and then as we continued to get our timing down as the game progressed, we got into the latter half of the game in the sixth and seventh inning, and the Rogers girl on the mound, All-state kid, man, she started utilizing that changeup a lot more later in the game, and it was so late in the game that we just really couldn't get our timing down on the changeup. But I felt like we did a really good job at the plate. We just needed to find a gap.
Absolutely. There are games that I don't care if a team wins 50 in a row, it's still going to be a rival game that both schools get up to. But I think it's also true that in order to make it a true rivalry, you know, both teams need to win a time or two. It had been 8 years since the Lady Cats had beaten Putnam County, and as it turns out, that would be your last victory of the season, coach. But what a big victory that was against the Midgets in the first round.
Yeah, that was huge for our program. You know, just to, like you said, it's been a long time coming. It's been a long time for me coming since I've got to win against Putnam. So, I tip my hats to them. You know, they're the defending conference champs as well from a year ago, and they're coached very well from a good friend of mine, and Aaron Fitzpatrick. And I appreciate all that he does up there. And you know, they're a great organization, a great program, and you know, being able to get over that hump mentally, that's a big step for our program to get that win and to get that win when it came in a district playoff game. And I can't say enough for how my kids carried themselves and played last week. Man, they just they put it all together. You know, defensively, Katie threw well, and offensively, everybody stepped up to the plate and did their job. Even in that, you know, in that game, Cadence, I think, hit the ball hard a couple times, but went 1-for-3 And it was really the bottom half of our lineup and the heart of our lineup that got on base and was able to score for us. So that says a lot about our lineup and just the improvement that we were able to make as a team over the course of the year. So great win for our program, you know. And it'll just, you know, I think wins like that are staple wins of a season that will carry over, and just a great one to get off your chest, off your shoulders, and be able to carry a lot of confidence into the next year.
Completely agree with you, Coach. And the two names that I saw that had big hits, RBI extra base hits from the Putnam game, Avery Pickering, who's going to be back next year as a sophomore, and Gracie Dixon, who was all year long, she was one of your more solid hitters in that lineup.
Yeah, man, and the latter half of the season, Gracie really poured it on. You know, we moved her. She ended up playing in the outfield for us and moved from behind the plate. And once that happened, her mind just freed up, and she started killing the ball and was just able to, I think, relax a lot more at the plate because, you know, she wasn't worrying about her output defensively quite as much. And, man, you talk about a kid that really just stepped up and became a leader for us and got all kinds of hits and key moments, and just two out hits too. I think that that's a stat that sticks out in my mind with Gracie Dixon, is that she had a lot of hits with runners in scoring position, but most of all, she had a lot of hits with runners in scoring position and two outs. And you know, so she's able to hit in high pressure situations. And then you've got my freshman and Avery Pickering. Man, she had the game of her life against Putnam County last week, and just flat out dealt for us at shortstop and flashed the leather. And then, as you said, doubled and drove in a run and scored a run, I think. And then, you know, did the same thing in the next round against Marceline. She had a ball that was hit in that 5-6 hole, and she dove to keep the ball in the infield and saved a run. And, you know, a 2-0 ball game when you're having trouble scoring a run versus a 3-0 ball game is a different story. So just, I can't say enough about how she grew over the course of the year and how much she matured and how she was ready for the big moment whenever we needed her to step up, as well as Gracie.
There are a lot of, you know, goals that you could have for 2021 as a program and say, we want to finish in the top four in the GRC. We want to win a district championship. Yeah, above 500 record, all those things. Those would be next step sort of goals for Milan. In order to reach those goals, Coach, next year, because you got a lot coming back, and certainly Katie in the circle as a senior doesn't hurt. What are the things that just overall the team, the program needs to do over the next 9-10 months?
Well, you know, as I look back over the course of this season, those were some of the goals that we had. And, you know, some people might call them lofty based off of what we did a year ago. But I think, you know, you've got to set high goals to achieve great things. And you know, we did that this year. I felt like we took a big step with our program. We had 15 games that we played that were within 3 runs or less, 12 of which were within 2 runs or less. And then we had 10 ball games that were 1-run ball games. One game was a 9-inning game, and the next was an 11-inning ball game. So, man, we played some tough ball games, and we were right there. And then, you know, you talk about setting a goal such as finishing in the middle of the conference or at the top of the conference. You know, we would have been right in the middle of the pack had just one thing differently go our way against Putnam in that 9-inning ball game up there. And then, you know, knocking off two teams like Princeton and South Harrison. We were right there, you know. So, you know, just we just got to continue to improve, and I think that win against Putnam County was really a staple win for us in winning a tight ball game and winning in a high pressure situation. And I think, you know, all of those close games that I just mentioned, the stats that were there over our 11 wins or whatever we ended up finishing with, that those close games are going to pay dividends for us. And I kept saying that as the season progressed, and they did in the district playoffs. And, you know, you play the number three team in the state 2-0, man, there's nothing to hang your heads about. So, you know, we just got to continue to be consistent. And we showed that we could do that this year. And then I think we're going to find ways to score more runs. So that's definitely where we've got to improve the most, is just getting the bats going and getting them going earlier in ball games.
Well, the level of improvement this program showed from day one to the last day, the game against Marceline, they're going to be a program to deal with, certainly in the GRC. Milan and head coach Nate Dodson. Coach, appreciate your time throughout the season. Have a great winter, rest of the sports calendar, and we'll talk to you again in the new year.
Hey, Tom, we appreciate your coverage all season long, man, and hopefully we'll catch you at a basketball game. Go Wildcats.